等一下有海泽堡教理问答，今天是第45问，我来读问题，大家一起来，我们一起来读答案。我们从基督的复活得了什么恩惠呢？回答：第一，他借着复活战胜了死亡，叫我们分享他借死为我们所取得的公义。第二，我们现在也因他复活的大能得着新生命。第三，基督的复活成为我们将来荣耀复活的确实保证。这边很清楚地告诉我们，我们从基督的复活得到三样非常宝贵的恩惠。我们因为基督已经成就的工作，我们得以被称义，我们能得以来到神的面前，这是基督已经完成的工作。而且我们在现在，我们也因为他而得到复活的生命，我们能够在我们的生命当中啊，当我们愿意顺服主的时候，我们就能够经历他复活的大能，在我们的生活的各个方面。第三，我们的复活，基督的复活也成为我们将来荣耀复活的确实的保证，因为我们的盼望是真实的，我们能够因此我们能够往前行。感谢主。我们现在就把时间交给阿瑟牧师，他今天正道题目是上帝的家。
Good morning, church family, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Please turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 7.
请我们一起打开提摩太前书第三章一到七节。
Today we have come to a familiar passage.
今天我们会讲一段大家非常熟悉的经文。
And the study of this passage is timely because we have our new church officers nomination during the month of October.
我们现在讲这段经文其实是非常适合这个时间，因为这个月我们正在进行这个长职的提名。
So it is good to be reminded of the qualification of church officers.
所以正好我可以借此机会提醒大家，就是要在教会服事做长职这样的一个资格。
This part of the teaching comes from chapter 3, verses 1 to 13, but unfortunately, because of time limit, I can only focus on the elders today.
本来这段经文它其实是从第一节一直要到第十三节，但是因为今天时间的原因，我只能集中在讲做长老这样的资格。
And as I said, we've been going through the book of 1 Timothy.
我们一直在讲这个提摩太前书。
According to this qualification here, this which is God's infallible word.
我们讲的这一段正好这也是因为是根据神就是无谬的话语而来的。
Last time at the end of chapter 2, we learned that women are not the ones who are to teach and preach or rule in the church.
上一次我们讲的时候，在结束的时候，如果你记得，我们在讲就是。姊妹们在教会没有担任这个治理或者来讲道这样的职责。
But I want to show you today from this text that many men aren't either.
但是我今天想讲的是，除了姊妹，其实你看，大部分弟兄其实也没有这样的资格。
Only some men who are qualified should be elders in the church.
只有一些有资格的弟兄来可以成为教会的长老。
Before we read this, let's bow our heads together in prayer.
那我们在读经文之前，让我们一起低头祷告。
Our Father, now God.
我们在天上的父神。
As we come before your word, we ask for your Holy Spirit to come.
我们在来到你的话语面前，我们就请求圣灵能够在我们能够运行。
Come and open up our hearts to receive your truth.
打开我们的心，让我们能够接受你自己的真理。
Come and brighten it, illumine your text so that we can have understanding.
也能够来光照我们，让我们能够理解你自己的话语。
And most important, lead us to Jesus, your Son.
更重要的是能够把我们带到你自己的爱子耶稣面前。
All this we pray in His wonderful, glorious name.
奉耶稣基督美妙的圣名祷告。
Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Tony to read for us in Chinese 1-7.
好，我们来读提摩太前书第三章一到七节。人若要想得到监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？初入教的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。
So the importance of this list of qualification here from Paul, I believe,isn't merely for Timothy and the church to know how to choose qualified men to be elders.
那这个地方讲的这个资格的重要性，就保罗讲的不只是为这个提摩太或者当时的教会如何在选长老这样的一个资格。
Or for us to choose qualified men.
或者是只是为了让我们来选到底是有什么样的品格。
But it is also for every believer to know the kind of character that the Church of Christ should have.
它更重要的是也让所有的信徒知道我们教会应该关注什么，教会里面应该注重什么样的品格。
And also what the focus of the church should be.
而且让我们知道对教会的集中点应该在什么地方。
As well as the identity of the church.
也让我们知道我们教会作为一个基督的教会我们的身份是什么。
So we look at these three points. First is developing the proper character of the church.
第一个我们就是要来看我们如何培养教会应有的品格。
Now, the Chinese Union Version, the Chinese Bible, the word order is a little strange that from verse 1 is not like the original text.
那我们中文圣经的翻译的话这个语序跟这个原文是稍微有点不一样的。
The beginning phrase is this saying is trustworthy in the English and also in the Greek.
那它希腊文和这个英文版的话，这句话开始是说这句话是可信的，以这个开头的。
Paul uses this phrase multiple times in the book of 1 Timothy as well as in Titus.
那保罗用这句话是可信的。他在提多书在提摩太前书他多次用到这句话这个短语。
I explained this before when we visited chapter 1 before already.
我在讲第一章的时候我们其实谈到过。
It is a literary device that Paul uses to draw our attention to emphasize something that is important.
这句话它是一个比较有文学性的一个手法，写的时候就是为了让唤起读者的注意力，让我们知道他要讲一个很重要的内容。
Back in the days, they didn't have highlighters, so this is like Paul's way of using a highlighter and say, "Hey, pay attention to this. I'm highlighting this."
因为过去的时候，人们没有那个荧光笔，这个就好像说这句话，就好像是用一个荧光笔把那个重要的东西涂一下，让你能够知道下面要讲的很重要。
And unfortunately, another thing is that in the Chinese Bible, it shows that he is only highlighting just the verse one, but I don't think that's the case.
那在这个中文圣经读起来会让你感觉到好像他讲这个短语，在强调第一节，但其实我觉得他是不只是在强调第一节。
He is telling us to pay attention to the entire qualification for the church for the entire chapter three, I believe.
我相信他的想强调的是整个第三章。都是作为这个基督徒找到教会应该的品格很重要的一件事，他都在强调。
So you can see how important this list of qualification is to us, to the church.
所以你能够看出来，这个对我们教会来讲，这样的一个资格是多么的重要。
Because all of its requirement points to the need of godliness, and it starts with the leadership level.
因为他所有的这些品格，最后都能够归结于他需要 指向这个要寻求敬虔这样的一个，尤其是从我们的教会的领袖开始。
Church elders' character is being put on display here as they reflect Christ and Christ's church to the world.
那在教会的做长老的，他们的这个品格，他们这个要求，最后就反映出来，就好像他们要反映出这个耶稣基督这样的一个品格。
Now, Paul uses the word overseers.
保罗这里面用的这个词是用的做监督的。
And this word can be translated as bishop.
那这个做监督这个词也可以翻译成就是主教那个词。
That's the Greek root.
就是希腊文里面的词。
And it is synonymous with the word elder, which is presbyter, which is what we have with our name, Presbyterian Church, right?
跟我们长老会的那个长老是同义词。
We know this because Paul uses this elsewhere in the book of Acts and also in Titus interchangeably.
因为我们知道这个词就是跟长老这个词是同义的，因为我们在使徒行传在提多书里面他曾经多次交替使用这个词。
So this word bishop later on because of historical development turning into something else.
那这个主教或者监督这个词后来在历史中它又有点意思又有点变化。
But from the biblical perspective, it is the same as elder.
但是其实它从一个解经的角度，它跟长老这个词是同义的。
Now, please notice that Paul, the list here that Paul gives us, he's not interested primarily in someone's skill set or abilities.
如果你看的话，保罗在这里面讲的，他似乎对这个人具体有什么才能不是特别的感兴趣。
This is not a job description for elders.
它不是一个好像你需要来找工作对你的工作的有这个技能的要求。
Rather, he is interested in the character of the man and this is what matters most to him.
这个你能够看出来，就是他对这个要找的这个人的品格是对保罗来讲最重要的一件事情。
There was this well-known Scottish Baptist writer. His name is Andrew McLaren in the 19th century.
就是十九世纪有一个很有名的一个苏格兰的一个浸信会的牧师，也是个作家，他叫安德鲁麦克拉伦。
He says something like this, and I quote: "Power of service is second. Power for holiness and character is first."
他说，这个服务的能力是其次的，圣洁和品格这样的能力才是第一位。
The first, second, and third requisites for elders or ministers' work is personal character holiness.
这个对长老或者牧师工作的第一、第二、第三这样的一个要求，都是要他在品格上要圣洁。
Without that, though I may have the tongues of men and angels,
如果没有这样的品格，即使我有天使的口才，
I am harsh and jarring as a sounding brass.Monstrous and unmusical as a clanging cymbal. End quote.
对，如果没有圣洁的话，我听起来照样是很刺耳不和谐，就好像鸣的锣响的拔一样不和谐。
You can hear that from 1 Corinthians 13, the echo of it.
对，你可以从提摩太前书也能够看出来这样。
1 Corinthians 13.
这个
哥林多前书。
对，哥林多前书。
是上讲的呀。So what is the kind of elders the church should look for?
那我们教会应该寻求什么样的长老呢？
Well, he must first want to be one.
首先他自己应该是羡慕善工，想成为一个长老。
Verse 1 says he desires a noble task.
这个第一节里面就讲到他羡慕善工。
A noble task, literally, it means a beautiful task.
这个善工他的字面上就是一个很美丽的一个工作。
Chinese is actually a good translation. This isn't a desire for self-glory or power or status.
不是要追求，就是要荣耀自己，或者追求自己的地位这样的一个渴望。
But this is an expression of love for God and for His church.
这是一种对神的爱和他的教会的这样的一个表现。
This is an internal call of inside a person.
这也是就是你里面要有这样的呼召。
Because the work of an overseer the duty is heavy, the responsibility is heavy, and it is hard work.
因为做监督的工作是很沉重的，很繁重的一个工作。
And it is from this desire and aspiration, Paul mentions 14 qualifications for elders.
从就是基于这样的一个志向， 保罗下面提到了有大概有14个这样的一个资格的要求。
I'll go through them quickly.
所以我们就一个一个很快看一下。
First, he must be above reproach.
第一个就是他要无可指责。
And that is, he must be blameless regarding to his observable conduct and relationship with others.
这个就是什么意思呢？就是在可观察到的行为和与其他人的关系这个方面，他必须是无可指责的。
He must be a man of integrity.
他必须是有个
proven character.
有个诚信，然后他的品格经过考验的一个人。
Second, he must be a husband of one wife.
然后做一个妇人的丈夫。
Literally in the Greek is a one-woman man.
就是一个女人的男人。
So this means that this man cannot. This does not mean that a man who would be would be automatically disqualified because to be an elder if he remarried because his previous wife died. Hence, you can say that he would have one wife.
这个就是，比如说，这个并不是说就是，假如有一个弟兄他，比如说前妻去世了，他重新再婚，他就没有资格了，不是这个意思。
This does not disqualify anyone who had a real, legit, biblical, warrant divorce and remarry.
他也不是说，如果是按照圣经这个允许的情况下，比如说他有这样的再婚的情况，他也没有自动失去做长老的资格。
Paul is getting at the problem of marital unfaithfulness and infidelity.
保罗在这里面讲的主要是婚姻不忠的问题。
And that problem was widespread in the Roman world, much like what we have today.
因为就像今天一样，在当时罗马那个世界里面，这样的情况非常的普遍。
People were very casual in their sexual behavior.
因为当时的这个在罗马下面这样的人，就是在这个在婚姻外，他们很。非常的自由。
And even today in the church, we see so many scandals in church leaders.
即使在教会今天也一样。
Now moving on to the third, fourth, and fifth together, and we have the be sober-minded, self-controlled, and respectable.
那在第三、第四的话，要有第三、第四、第五要有节制、自守、要端正。
Now be sober-minded means to be clear-minded, have reasonableness in your thinking.
有节制就是意思是你的思维要理性要清晰。
Self-control means self-restraint over excessive desires in your life.
自守的话就是你自己能够有自律，对生活中任何过度的欲望或者是自我的追求有约束。
You have to have control over the way you eat and you drink, and your way you indulge in hobbies, in playing video games.
比如说你在你的吃喝饮食，你自己的爱好，甚至是比如说玩电子游戏等等。
And respectable here does not mean necessarily mean being respected by other people.
然后这个。端正这个地方，它不是说只是被别人尊重。
The Chinese have a good translation because it doesn't sound as strange. Because the word I explained this last time also that the word respect, respectable is actually the word modest.
对，英文这里面用的是被尊重，但其实它这个更准确的应该是很谦逊这样的。
Remember last time I talked about having respectable apparels for women?
上次我讲过，就是让这个姊妹要有很端庄的这样的穿着。
This is the same word. This is about the proper, being proper, orderly.
用的是同样一个词，它的意思就是要很合适，而且有秩序。
So all these qualifications are about having self-discipline in life.
那所有的这些资格都是要求你自己在生活中要自律。
Sixthly.He must be hospitable.
然后第六点就是他要乐于接待别人。
This is about having the willingness to open his home, giving his time and energy to receive others.
这个就是说这个资格就是要求这位弟兄要愿意开放自己的家庭，愿意把时间和精力花在别人身上。
This is about having a compassionate and generous heart to accommodate and to love others, especially strangers.
要有对别人，尤其是对陌生人，要有这个同情心，要慷慨，愿意去帮助别人。
The seventh qualification,
第七个
is able to teach.
就说要能够教导或者善于教导。
And this is not about having the ability to teach whatever or in general.
这个并不是说一般教学上的能力。
But in particular about the word of God.
他是特别的只对神的话语这样的教导。
An elder must be a student of the word so that he would be able to teach the word.
做长老的他要变成神话语的一个学生，以至于他也能够来教导这样的话语。
He needs to communicate the word of God. He needs also to defend the word of God if necessary.
他需要能够表达神的话语，如果需要的话，他也能够来维护神的话语。
And then the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th qualifications are all given in the negative.
那第八到第十一个这样的资格都是用否定的这样语气来给。
He Paul says he must not be a drunkard.
他说他不要饮酒滋事。
This means that he must not be known as a man who lingers around the cup losing his mind.
这个意思是不能变成一个喜欢在酒杯旁边一直徘徊的人，以至于你经常喝，因为贪杯来失去自己的理智。
Notice that this is not a ban of drinking alcohol for elders.
但它并不是说禁止长老饮酒。
Rather, this is a prohibition of drunkenness.
但是它是要禁止醉酒。
And any shame that is caused by alcohol consumption.
或者是禁止任何因为饮酒造成的这样一个羞耻。
He also must not be a violent but a gentle, and that's really one qualification here, not violent but gentle.
然后这个资格另外一个应该是不打人，他要变一个很温和的一个人。
Not violent literally means he's not a striker physically.
那这个资格就是真的是说他不是说一个用拳头解决问题的人。
He must not use his physical strength but he has to be able to control his strength to show his meekness.
他能够控制自己的力量，然后能够展示自己温柔的一面。
Which is to show forth his gentleness.
显示他有温柔的。
Next, he must not be quarrelsome. That is not being contentious or easily provoked by other people.
下面就是不争竞，这个意思就是不是很轻易的发怒，总是和别人争吵。
He must not be a lover of money.
然后他也是一个不贪财的人。
Greed cannot be the motivation of his ministry.
因为贪婪不能变成他事工的动机。
Rather, the love of God and God's people should be, and we're back to that noble task I'm talking about, that you have to have that heart to love God and love God's people.
相反，对神和神的子民的爱才应该是真正他事工的动机。就像回到第一节说这个。这个人应该是羡慕善工的。
The 12th qualification is that he must manage his own family well, having children who respect and obey him.
这个资格的第十二点是他要能够管理好自己的家。
And this is followed by a rhetorical question that Paul asked, that if a man cannot manage his own household, which is a much smaller unit,
这个就是一个就回答保罗自己的那个设问句，就是假如他连自己的家都不能管理好的话。
How can a man like that be responsible for God's church, which is much bigger?
他怎么能够管理神的教会呢？这个神的教会比他的家大得多。
If someone's private home life is a mess, even if he is a very capable leader,
假如他自己的私生活就很乱，即使这个人领导力很强。
How could he be possibly trusted as a leader of the church in public?
他怎么能够被大家信任，以至于他能够作为管理教会的这样一个公共的领导者？
Now, next, the 13th qualification is that he must not be a recent new convert or believers or newly baptized.
第十三点就是说他不能是一个刚刚信教的。
For someone like that, when he is put in a leadership position so high, so fast, pride would easily take hold of him.
因为一个刚刚信主的人，立刻把他的地位升得这么高，他很容易就会因为自己的这个骄傲，会陷到试探里面。
Someone like that who is filled with pride would be faced with the same condemnation of the devil, whose chief sin is what? Pride.
因为他会面临就是魔鬼被定的同样的一个罪是什么呢？就是自己的骄傲。
That's a very serious warning.
这个是一个非常严重的一个警告。
The 14th and the last qualification is that he must be well thought of by outsiders.
最后一个就是他在教外也有好的名声。
Well thought of, this phrase literally means beautiful witness.
这个是好名声什么意思呢？就是有美好的见证。
In this case, we are to, he has to bear beautiful witness to Christ with outsiders.
这个意思就是他即使对教会以外的人，他也要有好的见证。
There is nothing the devil wants more than to destroy the reputation of Christ's church.
因为魔鬼最想要的就是把教会的名誉给破坏了。
So church leaders would be targeted, especially by the devil.
所以教会的领袖就他是其实魔鬼这个破坏的目标。
And because any of their poor reputation, public sins they're dealing in the society can discredit the church and the gospel.
因为我们教会的领袖任何的不好的名声或者是公共的罪行都在社会里面会被别人就是作为就是让看不起教会或者让教会和福音失去信誉的这样的一个借口。
There must not be compartmentalization in church officers' life.
所以在教会的，我们在教会这个重要同工他的生活中，不能说他是有分裂的。
Compartmentalization is a big word. It means that he cannot show the only his pious side on Sunday, only.
他这个不是分割的这个分裂的这个意思什么呢？不能说是他只是在主日的时候显示他虔敬的。
But on all the other days during the week, at home, at work, in the marketplace, he becomes a different person.
但是在其他的时候，他变成了另外的一个人。
Now, come to think about it.
现在我们大家如果仔细想一想的话，Hearing
this, these qualities, the quality of these qualifications should not be limited to church leaders and elders, right?
你觉得我们，你仔细想想的话，这样的一个要求或者是资格，不应该只限于教会的领袖或者是长老吧？
Church leadership is meant to be examples to the flock, to every believer.
教会的领袖是想让所每一个信主的弟兄姊妹能够跟随他们，以他们为榜样。As
the flock is to follow the leaders.
就是能够跟随这样的。First
Peter 5 verse 3 says, elders are not to be domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock.
因为在彼得前书第五章第三节说，他指这个教会的这个监督不是为了要辖制你们的，而是要做群羊的榜样。These
qualifications of elders are meant to shape the entire church.
那这个长老这样的一个资格，他就是要能塑造我们整个教会的品格。All
members of the flock ought to imitate their leader as he, the leader, imitates Christ.
这个我们羊群所有的成员要效法我们的领袖，就好像我们的领袖要效法基督一样。Paul
says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ."
就像保罗在哥林多前书第十章第一节里面说，你们要效法我，就好像我效法基督一样。You
know how in the old days, before the time of smartphones.
如果大家还记得，就是在智能手机出现以前的那个时候，
People used to listen to the radio to set their watches and their clock at home, right? Remember, you hear the beep on the radio, and then you set your clock, your watch.
很多时候，大家是靠听收音机那个嘟声来调整你自己的时间。Well,
a church leader or an elder is like a radio station's clock, which is so important.
那教会的这个领袖长老，就像电台的那个时钟，就发声那个时钟一样，是非常重要的。
Because he sets the pace for our own standards for conduct.
因为他们为我们其他的弟兄姊妹，就是来设的标准，来设定一个标准。If
he is off, it would set everybody else off.
如果教会的长老就是时间不对的话，那其他人可能都跟着不对了。And
negatively, his defective and moral failure in his character can even pollute the character of the people who follow him.
而且假如是教会的长老有缺陷或者失败的话，他可能会跟着就是把其他的跟随他的人的品格全都给玷污了。If
a church leader or elder whose moral and spiritual character doesn't measure up to these qualifications mentioned by Paul, he is likely to be destructive rather than protective.
那如果教会的长老和领袖，他们自己的品格达不到保罗在这里面讲的，那他们对教会的作用可能不是保护性的，有可能会变成破坏性的。Now,
notice that Paul isn't demanding perfection from church leaders or church members either.
那在这里面，保罗并不是要要求教会的长老或者是所有的弟兄姊妹都变成一个完美的人。
Paul is demanding genuine spiritual growth and maturity toward godliness in church elders first and foremost.
他是在要求教会的长老能够真正的在属灵上有成长，追求敬虔。
Paul is demanding that elders are to live out a grace-filled life, a life that is marked by repentance.
那他要求教会的长老能够真的活出一个蛮有恩典的这样一个生命。他这样的生命就是以真正的悔改为标志的。
Elders as well as members, we are to press forward.
那我们不论是长老也好，还是会众也好，我们都要是尽量的往朝这个目标来追求。
Paul says in Philippians 3:13-14, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
他在腓立比书里面告诉我们，让我们就是要
忘记背后，
忘记背后，努力向前，跟着标杆直跑。
And in the same way, all you who are not elders.
那对我们所有的弟兄姊妹，即使你不是长老的。
You are to grow along that same trajectory toward these qualifications for spiritual maturity.
你们需要在属灵的这个成熟这个方面是朝着同样的这个目标这个方向来行走的。
Lord willing, some men, some and more men among us would be called by God to become elders.
如果神愿意的话，我希望有更多的弟兄能够被呼召。
And others will continue to strive together. We will all continue to strive together in spiritual maturity and godliness as a church.
然后我们其他人一起，我们作为一起作为一个教会，朝着属灵这样的一个成熟，这样一个敬虔来追求。
Second, we are to find the right focus of the church from these qualifications of church elders.
那第二点，我想谈的就是让我们一起从这个教会长老的资格中。找到我们教会的几个焦点。
As I study and meditated on these verses, I noticed that there is an intricate structure of these 14 qualifications.
在我在研读这段经文的时候，我发现这十四个资格，它其实是有一个非常复杂、非常精妙的一个结构。
Right in the middle of this 14 qualifications, right in the center of everything, the one that stands out is able to teach. That's the end of verse 4.
那在第四节在结尾的时候，就是他讲到要善于教导。
And this one qualification is actually grouped together with the four negatives that I mentioned before, which is not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. These are all, I see this as one big central qualification.
那这个善于教导和刚才我提到的那四个就是否定式的资格，不要饮酒滋事，不要打人，不争竞，不贪财，它是绑在一起的。
What this is telling us is that the Church of Christ ought to be word-centered as much as church leaders and elders needs to be word-centered.
那他的意思就是我们作为一个教会，我们的长老还有其他的会众，我们是以神的话语为中心的。
If church leaders and elders focus and center on God's word, that would lead the church to focus and center on God's word.
如果教会的领袖和长老是以传讲神的话语为中心的，这个会让我们整个教会的弟兄姊妹都以专注神的话语为中心。
This is so important that's why Paul would put it right in the middle of all these qualifications.
那因为这个是这一点是如此的重要，以至于保罗把这个善于教导放在所有的这些资格中间。
So when Paul says that a teacher of God cannot be a drunkard because the Greco-Roman culture they romanticize drinking.
那保罗在这里面讲，他提到这个不要饮酒滋事。这个背景是因为在当时的罗马人，很多人把喝酒这件事情好像把它变得一个很浪漫的一个事情。
Well, even today, people would say the truth comes out when you are drunk.
甚至是今天我们经常听到酒后吐真言这样的话。
But the reality is that alcohol is a destroyer of truth.
但是事实上是这个酒精事实上是能够消灭真理。
And a teacher of the world cannot be a bully.He cannot force somebody and use his physical strength to shove his teaching down other people's throat.
真正传讲神话语的这样的一个领袖，他不可能用自己的外力把神的话语好像是强加给弟兄姊妹。
He must be gentle and meek in his teaching.
他必须要有很温柔、很平和在他的讲道当中。
Next, the teacher of the word cannot be quarrelsome.
然后我们讲到他不争竞这样一个资格。
That means he cannot be argumentative or easily provoked and get into a shouting match.
这个意思就是传讲神话语的人不是一个喜欢和人争论，很容易就被别人激怒和别人争吵起来。
He must not be a lover of money, and this is spoken against the background of those itinerant teachers in the Roman world who would travel around.
这个不贪财，这个是针对当时在罗马这个制度下面有很多那种到处巡回讲道的这样的一些人。
These teachers, they would walk around outside and would teach for popularity, and they would change the message according to the liking of the audience.
很多这样的一个巡回讲道的一个教师，他的目的是为了追求自己，就是让别人喜欢自己。
All these ultimately is for monetary gain, so that they can make money. They would pay, they would get paid by the message.
最后他们的目的就是让自己受欢迎，以至于他们能够取得更多的金钱上面的利益，拿到更多的钱。
And there are certainly those around us today, those health and wealth gospel that you hear so much in the world.
那我们今天其实也有很多讲这样信息的这样的讲员。
All these negative requirements have to do with teaching and focus and focusing and centering on the church on the word of God.
所有刚才我讲的那四点，那个以这个否定式的要求的资格，它其实都是以就是让大家要集中在传讲神的话语这个中心上面。
This is for the elders and also for the church to focus on.
这个不但是对长老讲的，是对整个教会讲的，是让我们教会都要集中在这上面。
And now back to the structure of these 14 qualifications.
那我们再回到这十四个资格它的这样一个结构。
Notice how it starts and ends with the elders' reputation above reproach or be well thought of by outsiders for verse 2 and verse 7.
你看在第二和第七节里面，他最后都回到说以长老的声誉无可指责，在教外有好名声，这样的回到这样的两个信息上。
You can see how they form like a book and a bracket of all the qualifications.
就好像是一个书的那种书档或者括号，他把这个重要的括在里面。
And so in turn,this means that elders ought to be constantly concerning about representing Christ to others to enter the world.
这个就他的意思就是长老们要经常的要把别人能够带到基督这样的一个世界里面，以这个事情为重要。
And this also means that the entire church we are to follow the elders and leaders to represent Christ to others and to the world.
这个同时也是意思就是我们所有教会的弟兄姊妹效法我们的长老，要通过我们为基督向这个世界宣教做见证。
In other words, the church's focus should be missional and evangelistic through us bearing witness to Christ.
那教会的重点通过我们为基督做见证，我们教会的重点是要宣教，要传福音。
Sharing the gospel should be constantly in our minds.
在我们的脑袋里面要时常的记起来，要跟别人分享福音。
Bearing witness to Christ through the way we live, we behave, the words that we say, the actions that we carry out at home, at work, in the school, should be our constant concern and focus.
然后在我们的生活中，在我们的工作中，为基督做见证。不论是我们的言语还是我们的行为，都应该是我们持续关注的这样的一个重点。
Word and mission through gospel witnessing and living—that's what we're talking about here.
那就是通过对福音的分享和见证，然后传福音，就是我们刚才所讲的。
Word and vision, a mission is what we need to focus on as a church.
神的话语还有神的宣教的事工。
Remember back in chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, Paul says, Our Savior who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
如果你记得在第二章的三到四节里面，他讲我们的神，他愿意万人得救，明白真理。
And this is done through the church putting the focus on word and mission through gospel witnessing and living.
这个如果要达到这一点的话，就需要我们教会弟兄姊妹 对神自己的真道的理解，和通过我们对神话语的宣讲和他对他宣教的服事。
And finally, we have to recognize the true identity of the church from these qualifications that we have here.
最后我们要一起通过我们刚才讲的，一起要认识这个教会的真正的身份。
Again, back to the structure of these qualifications.
那我们回到这些资格的这样一个结构上面。
Let's look at everything else in between the first and last qualification in the middle.
我们看一下这个长老的声誉的第一个和最后一个，还有他们之间所有的这个资格。
For the remaining qualifications, we have a husband of one wife, which is about being faithful, having faithfulness.
对于比如说只做妇人的一个妇人的丈夫，这是关于讲到有忠诚这样的一个资格。
Then we have being sober-minded, self-control, respectable, and hospitable.
然后他又讲有节制，要自守，要端正，乐意接待远人。
So that these four, I believe they point to that they really is one group that points to personal and interpersonal conduct and attitude.
这几个资格放在一起，它是有关于你这个人和人际关系它上面的一个态度。
And now you skip over the middle, which is about being able to teach and the four negative requirements.
如果你跳过刚才我们讲的那个能够教导和四个那个否定的资格的话，
中间的。
中间的那四个。
And then we have the qualification of being able to manage his own household.
我们就另你跳过刚才中间的这几个，就剩下那个就是要能够管理好自己的家。
And notice in this particular in this qualification, Paul says not to manage.But to care for God's church, you see how you have to manage your home, but you have to actually care for God's church.
那这个它不是个简单的管理，它更多的它是要你要照顾，要照管神的教会。
To care for implies love.
你要照管它，里面有一个它就有一个含义，就是你要爱。
Why? Because a church is not a company, it is not a human organization, but it is the household of God.
因为教会不是一个公司，也不是一个人的组织，它是神的家。
This is a point that Paul has begun to make here, and it will become very, very clear when it comes to verse 15 in this chapter.
等到这章的第十五节的时候，保罗这点他就会变得提得更清楚。
Paul, God's church is a family with people and children who are of God, who belong to God.
那神的教会，它是一个属神的。子民他的儿女的家庭。
So, God's children, we all from the elders to the flock must live in humility.
那神的儿女，无论是你是长老还是羊群，都要在谦卑中生活。
And this is why new and recent converts, believers, should not be elders.
这也就是为什么新的信徒还暂时还不应该成为长老。
Paul, through all these qualifications, is describing the identity of the church as the household of God.
保罗通过所有对这些资格的这样描述，也让我们看见了就神作教会作为神的家的这样的一个身份。
We who belong to this family, to this household, from top to bottom, must be first faithful.
我们从上到下属于神的这样的一个家的人，首先要忠于基督。
Faithful to Christ, to the gospel calling that we have received.
要忠于基督，忠于对我们所接受的福音的呼召。
Faithful in serving the Lord and each other as husband, being faithful to one wife.
也忠诚的服侍主和对待彼此，就好像丈夫忠于他的妻子。
We put God and His church as our priority and focus in our life.
把神和他的教会作为我们的焦点。
We all, whether we are elders, deacons, or members, we are to have the right in personal and interpersonal conduct and attitude.
无论我们是长老还是执事还是教会的成员，我们都要有正确的个人和个人行为的态度。
Being self-control, being hospitable.
能够有自制。愿意去接待别人。
So that we can foster godly relationship with each other in God's household.
以至于在神的家中，让我们能够一起培养这样的一个敬虔的关系。
We are who are part of this household. We are to care for the church and with the love of Christ, not to just manage it.
我们也作为神的家的一个成员， 让我们不只是要来管理这样的一家，事实上是要照顾、要爱所有的成员。
This is the kind of love that Paul mentions in Ephesians 5:25, that Christ, like the husband, who gave himself for the church by dying on the cross.
就像以弗所书第五章第二十五节，提的这个基督这个爱，就像一个丈夫，就是愿意为他舍己。
He does it in order to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word, Ephesians 5:26.
在以弗所书第五章里面讲的，为他舍己，为了使他成圣，用水借着把教会洗净。
That's the gospel.
这个就是福音。
Die for the church. That's the gospel.
这就是福音，这就是福音，就是耶稣为教会舍己。
So elders are to love God's people with fatherly love.
那长老们就是爱自己的教会，就好像是父亲般的这样的一个爱。
All members are to love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ with humility, without pride, without conceit.
教会里面所有的成员要彼此的相爱，因为在基督里面彼此成为兄弟姊妹，爱里面要有谦卑，没有自大。
Just as Christ humbled himself to come from earth to heaven to earth, to live and to suffer and die for God's children.
就好像我们的基督谦卑自己，降世为人，然后为罪人受苦。
And so we are to humble ourselves. We are to never to think too highly of ourselves.
我们也要谦卑自己，不以自己为大。
We don't deserve any position in life or in the church.
因为我们无论在生活中还是在教会里面，我们本来不配任何的位置。
After all, Christ is the shepherd and overseer of our soul, according to Peter.In Peter, 1 Peter 2:25.
在彼得前书第二章第二十五节里面，提醒我们，因为毕竟基督是我们灵魂的牧人监督。
Christ is our ultimate overseers, our elder.
因为基督是我们最终的监督，也是我们最终的长老。
So we are to all together to look to him and to trust in him.
所以我们应该一起来仰望他，来信任他。
The author of Hebrews reminds us that our Lord Jesus and us believers, whom He died for, have the same Father.
在希伯来书第二章第十一节，他提醒我们说，我们的主耶稣和我们这样的信徒是有同样一位父。
Because Christ is our elder brother in this household.
因为在这个神的家里面，基督是我们的长兄。
Therefore, let us focus on him and praise him as God's family together. When we gather together, we have to praise Christ.
所以我们一起在神的家聚集的时候，让我们一起来专注和赞美我们的基督。
Let's proclaim his name and bear witness of his salvation to the world.
让我们一起来宣扬他的名，然后向这个世界为他做好见证。
Let us be a word-centered church.
变成一个以神的话语为中心的教会。
And a witness-bearing Gospel-living missional church,
变成一个愿意做见证愿意活出福音，愿意去宣教这样的一个教会。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for these amazing qualifications that you have given us in these few verses.
天父，我们感谢，我们赞美你，谢谢你给我们这样奇妙的这样的一个资格。
Lead us to know that these verses is not just about the elders.
让我们知道这样的资格不仅仅是对要做长老的说的。
It is about us. It is about the church.
而是对整个我们所有的信徒，对我们教会所说的。
We have a privilege to be in your household.
我们非常荣幸能够变成你家庭的一员。
Therefore, lead us to live according to it.
让我们也能够愿意根据你自己的美意能够活出来。
Live out our identity as part of the household of God.
能够将我们作为神的儿女这样的一个身份能够活出来。
All this we pray in Christ Jesus' wonderful name.
奉耶稣基督美妙的圣名祷告。